Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Simpson trying to get to home. Joost throws to Tipton, who tags Simpson for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Kell applying the tag. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Joost applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Joost moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. Doby moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson is hit by the pitch. Hegan moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Avila reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Lemon scores. Simpson goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Ed Wright now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Avila steals third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws to right covering. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Avila moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Merle Combs pinch runs for Ray Boone. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. Easter scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Merle Combs now playing shortstop. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Ed Wright. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost strikes out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards the mound. Lemon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Zoldak's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. There goes Easter. The throw from Tipton to Joost, and back to Hitchcock, who tags Easter out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Majeski reaches third base with a triple. Zernial goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3 Indians. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Joost reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby scores. It's 11-4, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.